In his remarks before the Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI spoke about the gospel account of the healing of the leper found in the Gospel of Mark.
In this Sunday's gospel, we hear how Jesus healed a leper who came to him and pleaded to be cured. To those who turn to him today, Jesus continues to offer healing and strength. I encourage all of you to place your trust in him and to bring before him your hopes and your needs for yourselves and for your loved ones.
The Pope used the gospel passage to invite the faithful to turn frequently to the sacrament of confession. The Pope said the sins that we commit separate us from God. If they are not confessed with humility and trust in the divine mercy, they can even reach the point of producing the death of the soul. He said that in the sacrament of penance, Christ, crucified and risen through his ministers, purifies us with his infinite mercy and restores us to communion with the Heavenly Father and with our brothers and sisters. The Holy Father pointed out how, according to the ancient Jewish law, leprosy was considered not only an illness, but the most serious form of impurity. In leprosy, it's possible to glimpse a symbol of sin, and that in his passion, Jesus would become like a leper, made unclean by our sins, separated from God. He would do all of this for love, for the purpose of obtaining for us reconciliation, forgiveness, and salvation. I'm Charles Collins.